exclusive interviews, real-world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
And good day to you. I hope that you all are having a great weekend, weekday, weeknight, whatever time of the day or night it might be for you. If you're listening live, good morning. If not, how's it going? Hey, so we do a show across America and around the world because of the internet called The Drive, and it's all about cars and the car hobby, new cars, old cars, and everything in between. We bring in a little bit of funny. We try and talk a little bit about the business, which is the money, and to help you guys make sure you don't buy or sell something without checking KBB first. So right here next to me is Josh Hancock, who is the Hollywood Insider.
Who's sitting next to the KBB guy. It's like your father's a doctor. Let me look at that. I'm out here somewhere. Don't worry about it.
Carl Brower, Senior Director of Insights from KBB.com, Kelly Blue Book, the Bible of the automotive industry, and my pal David Linderman, who we've been working on and wrenching on cars together for over 30 years. He's a classic car guy. David, thanks for coming in with us.
Well, thanks for
David, you're a classic, I thought. What are you going to say?
And you guys know that I recently joined a TV show called Motors, M-O-T-O-R-Z. And everybody's like, what's the Mota Z? And I go, no, it's just Motors. It's a funny play
on the word.
That's what
your father said.
No, it's what the British guy at the auto show said the other day. And I'm like, no, it's just a funny play on the word motors. And the guy who started the whole thing over 6 years ago is Chris Duke. It's on over 150 million homes in the U.S. and Canada. And it's unreal. As a friend's house the other day on Time Warner Cable, we happened to catch it. So you can find out, if you want to find out more about this television show for car guys, motors.tv. Check it out online. And while you're hanging around with nothing better to do than listen to your family argue during the holiday of Thanksgiving that's coming up, or if you escape to your car because on over, what is it, about a billion devices now, you can watch Motors anytime on demand. Chris Duke is on the line with us. We were together at SEMA last a couple of weeks ago, and a lot going on. Chris, what's going on, brother?
Well, your live stream is working today, so I'm kind of happy about that. I got to listen to you guys before joining. So.
Thank but, you. And I can't tell you how many people actually came by and goes, what happened to your show last week? I go, don't ask.
Yeah. Anyway, don't talk happened. About that. No, it's my little daughter's ninth birthday today, so I think we've got a little Disneyland trip coming up this weekend at some point.
And, happy birthday, Ava.
Yeah, I know. Kind of exciting. So. Yeah. But yeah, SEMA, we didn't get to talk about a whole lot last week, so we can get into that a little bit if you want.
Yeah, well, so first of all, for those who want to know more about this TV show, my job on the TV show is to talk about new cars, new car test drives. Chris, you talk about what you do on your show, because you'll be able to be explaining it the best.
Step-by-step installations on late model vehicles. So we're catering to the aftermarket. So that's why SEMA is such a big thing for me. I know you guys were talking about the LA Auto Show, and there's a lot of other big auto shows. There's even one here in San Diego. But I don't typically go to those because my world is the aftermarket. So that's what we do on the show. We grab a bunch of aftermarket parts, which is typically what you would do as an enthusiast once you buy a new vehicle and you want to install those things or take it to a shop, right? So we show you how to do that so you can save some money and work on your own vehicle.
And then I go over to David Linderman's house, and typically I find just two legs out from under the car, and that's what I see at Chris's
house. He's like Wilson on Tool
exactly.
Time, except instead of the face. Hat, you see his legs.
Yeah, well, that happens to be Chris's favorite show, by the way, Home
there
Improvement.
You go.
That's right.
There you go.
Too funny. So I got a chance, actually, to interview Chris on the TV show. Which, it's funny, it's his show, and I'm like, so, Chris, what's going on?
You fell right into script, didn't
you? Was that weird for you, Chris?
It was a little weird because it was for the parts segment, and that is something typically that I just do all myself.
Right.
So, yeah, we're at the Craftsman booth at the SEMA show, Central Hall, and we're standing there. We've got cameras rolling, and Alan's interviewing me. He's asking me what's going on with new products. And so the parts segment of the show, just in case you guys don't know, is just new products that I'm just standing behind a workbench and talking about, new tools and new aftermarket products for your vehicle. And so here we are standing up live in the Craftsman booth, and Alan's asking me what's new for Craftsman. And so they had, five new products or something like that?
Well,
that
you
we
know
talked
what?
About?
Speaking of that, on the show, and if you guys go to motors.tv, you'll have a, win a chance, or you'll have a chance to win a new Craftsman heated jacket. And for those right now in the snow part of the country, tell them about this jacket because they can go on there and try and win it because it's pretty cool.
Oh man! Well, you know, I got to see it for the first time at the Craftsman booth, and you got to put it on, and you know, they didn't have the next tech battery that it requires at the time. So when I got back home, they had sent me one for myself to play around with, and they sent it with a battery, and so that was the first time that I actually got to hook the thing up, and it's really cool. I dialed it all in. So there's a little Nextech battery, which works with all their Nextech tools. It's the same exact battery, but there's a little pocket in the back of it that you can plug this thing in. And then you can also plug in any USB phone charger cable.
How do you like that?
Yeah.
So you can charge your phone?
Yeah,
you
can and be warm.
And be warm. Yeah, there's
my gosh. That's cool.
Yeah, there's five heat areas. There's four in the front and one in the back of the jacket. And then there's this little C logo up in the front. On your left chest that you can press, and it changes between three different heat settings, low, medium, and high.
Wow. And I still love the fact they sent this jacket to San Diego. You know there's people in Buffalo going, what? Wait a second.
I'm in Oregon. They sent it to him. They sent you a windbreaker. Hang on, Chris. We'll take a little break. You can check out this new heated jacket from Craftsman. Obviously, go to Craftsman's Facebook page or craftsman.com. Become a member of the Craftsman Club. There's only 18 million of you out there. We'll be right back. It's The Drive. Welcome back. It is The Drive. And as you know, my show brought to you in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make. And so I meet this guy, Chris Duke, from Motors TV, MOTORZ.TV. And he is also sponsored by Craftsman. Matter of fact, he was the tool guy in the Craftsman catalog, in the Sears catalog. That smiling face of his, 6 years on the television with Motors TV. And we start talking, and I go, hey, you show me yours, and I'll show you mine. Toolbox, that is. Don't get me wrong. But we became friends, and now he's on my show, and I'm on his, and it's all fun. But you can go to motors.tv and win a chance or get a chance to win a Craftsman heated jacket, which is very cool, and you can find out more about it there as well. Chris Duke is here, also Josh Hancock and Carl Brower and David Linderman talking about tools and new products and what have you. And, you know, while we're on it, we might as well talk about some of the new tools that you're going to be able to see on the TV show, the episode we did. But, you know, what else is new coming up for the new year from Craftsman that you showed?
Well, you know, one of the things that you just mentioned was the Sears catalog. Let's talk about that for a second because it doesn't exist anymore, you know that?
I know! Well, the digital world, right? But it's better now.
Yeah, I forgot I was featured in it for, I don't know, like 4 years or something. Six or so consecutive catalogs. My mug was in there, but it's no more.
Yeah,
but yeah. Anyway, it's just kind of weird because it's been around since what, the 20s or something like that.
Right. But you know what's funny too is in the fact that you were on that part of it, and then when I went to visit Craftsman, you know, years ago, I said to them, I said, you know, this radio station in Chicago, WLS. I said, you know what WLS stands for, Carl? Do you know? It's one of the biggest stations in Chicago.
Wheels.
World's largest store. So what do you think? Who owned WLS at one point? Sears.
Makes
they
sense.
Said that they wanted to make sure that they could stay in touch with the farmers and all the different people through radio. Hence my sponsorship, and they still believe it to this day, which is nice. Anyway, new products from Craftsman. What else did we show? Are gonna people be able to see it soon? But they're coming out. What is it?
Well,
we were looking at prototypes, by the way.
Yeah,
what we looked at were prototypes. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, in fact, these jackets are pretty new, too, but they have they've had a C3 radio out. It was just AM, FM, and C3 is just like the Nextech battery-type tools, but their C3 line continues to expand, and they've had an AM, FM radio in the past. I've got that, and it's pretty cool if we've got blackouts, which we typically have here in San Diego, too, with the heat and stuff during the summer, but they've got two new radios. Two different sizes, and one was such a prototype. It didn't even work, did it, Alan?
Well, no, but and the idea is that you have a battery, because a lot of job sites, you know, guys that are working, building houses and what have you, they got that radio blaring. And sometimes they're out there and, you know, they need the extension cord for their power tools, right? Well, this new, you know, these new batteries they have these days are so amazingly long-lasting and quick recharge. And so now they've decided, let's just power all kinds of cool things with the C3 battery line, and that's what we're talking about here. So go ahead about the radio.
Yeah, the new features that they've got and these guys, well, they've got two different sizes. One's just smaller than the other, but it is the Bluetooth, so that you can have it work with your phone or iPod Touch, whatever.
Again, and a connected job site radio, right?
There you go. And the bigger of the two radios charges when it's plugged into AC. They're pretty cool. So they've got two new radios, and they've got two new Mach series tools. One is a 8-inch Mach series adjustable wrench. And the cool thing about that is your typical adjustable wrench, you've got kind of that worm drive that you flip around with your finger back and forth to open and close it. Well, this one, it's on the actual handle itself, and it's like a slide that you move up and down.
Right.
And
so no more worm gear. Well, our show is also brought to you in part by Subaru. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. This is The Drive. And I must say, this is called Monkey Wrench by Foo Fighters. So it's kind of perfect, because we were talking about what they used to call a monkey wrench, right? Now it doesn't have a worm gear anymore. It's got a slide and a ratchet. That is a Uber monkey wrench. Can I say that? Chris Duke from Motors TV, my new co-host. I'm his new co-host, and he's co-hosting here on with us on The Drive. Josh, you're being very quiet today. Got anything to ask Chris?
Chris?
Josh?
What? What's your favorite new innovation in tools or automotive or in
car? Oh, I'm sorry, Josh. That question not allowed on the show. Carl, would you like to ask the question?
All right, let me try. No, I would like to hear the answer if Chris has a.
What do you think's the most useful, the most like common sense thing that you're like, wow, why haven't they done this long ago?
Yeah, tool guy.
Well, it is by far Craftsman's C3 line, because they continue to improve the longevity of the battery and the tools. A good example is their new impact wrench, their cordless impact wrench. I mean, this thing will take off lugs like you wouldn't believe, and it has busted bolts that we didn't think that it would do.
Chris, can it take three lug nuts off my show?
Let me go get it.
It's gonna need a lot of torque, but okay.
So, and how long? And so that thing will is this for a shop? I mean, is this a home item or is this actually for a shop?
It's both. Yeah. It's both. The professionals, you know, use them as well. Yeah.
So Carl says to me, Chris, he goes, Craftsman. He goes, gosh, let me think. What do I need? You know what? Listen, this is a funny thing. Here's a guy, and he couldn't really think of anything. So the one little niggly thing is he's got a Craftsman magnetic underhood light that you can kind of, you know, and it sticks there, and it's like a little fluorescent light. He goes, "You think you can get me some bulbs for my magnetic light?" And I'm like, "Really? That's all you want?" Anyway, that's funny. You could have asked me for a toolbox or something big. You know? Anyway, you know, and it's funny too, because you know, a lot of times the tool guys, I started my life out on the truck, right? Buying tools off the truck for, oh my God, too much money. And today, Craftsman also makes a full line of industrial tools for the full-on, I mean, giant sockets and giant wrenches, right on down to the, you know, workaday stuff. But it's the same exact wonderful quality as what we were paying three times more money for, because some guy with a truck with jelly beans in it would drive up to your house and you're like, here's my stipend for the week. Yeah. And I could have gone down to Craftsman and Sears and bought the same thing, but now Sears is also available in every place. It's like you go to Costco and you can buy some toolboxes.
Chris, also, I'm assuming that this is a worldwide brand, that we've been exporting tools for a long time.
That's a good question.
It is. I don't know what their marketing efforts are outside of the U.S. and Canada. I really don't. But
it would seem like this is something very American that we do extremely well. I'll bet that you find those tools all over the world.
They'd want to leverage that brand globally. Yeah. I would.
No, they are. So about 2 years ago, they started deciding, all right, we've got to really give more opportunity to buy these. So you find them in Ace Hardware stores. Orchard, what is that one, David, you guys go to?
Orchard Hardware Supply?
Is that what it's called? Yeah, no, maybe they don't have them up where we live.
No, we don't. We don't have them.
But they have them. I mean, it's like, you know, everywhere you buy things that are, you know, if you're a car guy or even if you have a ranch or something, just ask them. They probably have Craftsman now, and you're like,
That's
thought
smart.
I had to go through the bras and undies to get to the Craftsman.
We still actually have a Sears store up in Oregon.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of hometown Sears stores as well. But Craftsman Club, if you join the Craftsman Club, you can get deals on tools. And with the holidays coming, ladies and gentlemen, get ready to rumble because guys love tools. This is what you want to buy them. You will never, ever find somebody re-gifting tools. You'll find them stealing people's tools, not re-gifting.
So, go ahead, Josh, outside of the C3 stuff, I really have to say, and I know it's a new product, and, you know, we're giving it away at the Motors Facebook page and the website this month, but it's this heated jacket. I mean, it's the perfect gift item. It's like $120. It comes in black. It comes in camo. And it's really the coolest thing because it's a really nice jacket. It's not just some, you know, piece of garbage. It's actually a really nice heavy jacket with a nice liner, and not only can it heat you, but you know, if your phone runs out of juice, you just plug in your USB cable
to the
adapter,
and it's that's really cool. You know, and more than just for the car guys out there, you said it does come in camo, and my son has taken up hunting recently. And, you know, I mean, they go out, it's freezing. They're walking around in the fog and the freezing cold, and they're having to be quiet, which, so you're not really exercising. You're kind of just hanging. That's when you start freezing. So the perfect stuff for guys comes from Craftsman. That's all. And that's why Chris and I are both, we're like Craftsman freaks because we're so happy that they allow us to represent this brand in this way. Because who doesn't thumbs up to you when they see Craftsman on your vehicle, Chris, right?
Yeah.
Everywhere I go. And the funniest one was, I pull up to a stoplight the other day, and I'm driving this big truck, and it says Craftsman down the whole side. And the guy looks at me, the beggar, right? And don't get me wrong, I feel bad for the guy. But he smiles, and he's got the one tooth hanging, and he smiles at me and gives me the thumbs up. And, you know, I'm like, it's like everybody, even the guys who don't have a pot to piss in.
Well, I'm not like
Craftsman.
I like how Chris is talking about how they're going in these areas, you know, heated clothes and on-site, battery power for things and all. This is really smart. I'm a motorcyclist. Yeah. There's been heated, you know, jackets for motorcyclists for years. But the fact that they're like, you know, you don't have to be a motorcyclist to benefit from a heated jacket. Maybe we should make some for, like, people who work in their garage in the wintertime and all that.
Very smart.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you have a heated coverall version of that.
That would be
wonderful, you know.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to add Steve Saline and talk about his newest project. Chris, hang with us. This is The Drive. Little Ferris Bueller's Day Off. This is what Carl says, believe it or not, from Kelly Blue Book.
Call me a pretty boy.
Yep. You are a pretty boy, by the way. Thank you for coming in today. Handsome man, you. Carl Brower here from KBB, Kelly Blue Book, where you can find out what your car is worth, whether you're buying or selling. The one you want to buy is equally important to know whether you're paying too much or getting a really good deal. Josh Hancock here. He is the man that is the Hollywood insider for our show. David Linderman, my classic car buddy. Chris Duke from Motors.tv. Motors TV, you'll find that on cable networks all around the country and around the world, on demand at over 150 million homes. That sounds kind of impossible because there's not that many, but if you're on Tuesday morning on one cable network and Wednesday afternoon on another, you're in that home twice. On the line with us right now, Steve Saline. You've heard of a Saline Mustang. It's important. Don't say Saline. It's Saline. And he is on the line. He helped me break down my booth the other day, nuts and bolts flying. I'm breaking down the booth. I have this big, giant trussing system, and I'm at the L.A. Auto Show, and I have to tear the whole thing apart because there's a big gala going to happen. And they're like, hurry up, hurry up. You know, I'm like, I'm one guy going as fast as I can. Of course, Miles Kovacs from Dub Magazine walks by. He starts helping me. Steve Saleen comes by. He starts helping me. You got all these CEOs of companies helping me tear this thing down. Steve, thank you for helping, by the way.
It was good. Getting that bolt on, with the nut off was really a strain, but we got through it.
We did. So tell the world what you showed and or are showing for people to see at the LA Auto Show all week, this week into next weekend.
Well, it's great. Obviously, we have, I think, arguably the wildest and widest range of vehicles in our exhibit at the LA Auto Show, from an S7 at the one bookend, and then the kind of our newest venture here that when we last talked with you up at the Pebble Beach weekend, we introduced it there, but this is really the first time I will say that the mass public has an opportunity to see the car close and up hand, and that is the Saleen all-electric Tesla. And we're very excited. It's been very well received, and it is a car that everybody needs to look at first, but I will tell you, you actually have to drive it to believe it.
You know, it's funny. I think the world knows you. I think, you know, you started out, I think, with Mustangs, and I remember when you and Tim Allen had RRR Racing, and I went and saw you at Laguna Seca back in the, gosh, I don't know, was it the 80s even? It was a long time ago, right?
Yeah, and it was the early 80s, actually.
Yeah, I think when I first met you and Tim Allen was about 86, 85, 86. And now today, all the way to taking a Tesla and making a Saleen version of that. Of course, you do Challengers and Mustangs and others, and the S7, a supercar, America's, you know, truly one of America's fabulous supercars. And what? Go ahead and say it.
Don't forget, he was involved in building something called a Ford GT.
Yeah, exactly.
At one point. I think there's one out in the parking lot.
Yeah, because you own one. But the amazing thing is that you are doing this to a Tesla, which everybody would go almost is that sacrilegious? Because you're a horsepower guy. But tell the story on this, Steve.
I will tell you that the electric cars are the cars of the future. If everyone kind of says, "Well, wow, that's not." And I agree that over the last decade or two, you know, the electric car has not had its fair course. But Tesla has really changed that course remarkably. And we thought it as an opportunity to kind of showcase our abilities at Saleen to enhance and to put it into really kind of a super sports car, so to speak. And in doing that, we've changed all of the aerodynamics of the car. It has a totally different front fascia. The venting that we do through by changing the hood gives us more cooling, which is for the batteries. We have the side skirts and the rear diffuser, and of course we have a spoiler to help give us more efficiency and downforce as you go around the track. All the suspension has been changed. It has pushed the wheels out to the corners with 22-inch lightweight aluminum wheels. We even have an upgrade with the carbon ceramic brakes to take more weight out of the car to give you a little better handling, a little better aspect of it. We've changed the entire driveline. We have different gears and that give us quicker acceleration, especially from 0 to 60. And we have what was called a max grip differential that we've developed with Wiseman here in Southern California that allows us to give traction on the mechanical aspect, very similar to what we've done in the racing industry for years, so you can carry more speed through the corners. And then that's all wrapped in changing the complete interior from top to bottom with the different types of leathers, the fabric, and even the seat bolstering. So it really is a complete, if you will, makeover. And then if you get all of our changes on it, it actually makes the car, we're about 0.3 seconds quicker in your 0 to 60 than the standard model that comes from Tesla. But probably the most exciting thing and the very most unique thing is that most people know electric cars typically are quiet. You don't hear anything except maybe a little bit of road noise. In the way that we've changed the drivetrain as an option, in the way that we cut the gears in this, the car eliminates a very unique high-pitch sound, depending on how far you push your right foot and how fast you put it. And it sounds literally like a mini Formula One car, both it on does. The acceleration and the deceleration.
Yeah,
there's a video at your website that you can listen to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it is a fabulous car. It is very quick. It is a different driving sensation, but once you get used to it, I'm not sure most people that have driven it are going to say, well, I'd like to go back to a conventional gasoline-powered car. In 2015, Tesla has improved the horsepower off of their cars as an option with what they call the D, which raises it up the horsepower to 691. And I will tell you that after our changes, we're anticipating that the car will be, and I'm going to repeat this again, the car will be less than 3 seconds in 0 to 60.
Oh, my God. Hold on, Steve Saline, everybody. Hold on. Less than 3 seconds, 0 to 60 with a big, handsome sedan. It's one of those Steve Saline things, and we're going to come back with more. Don't go anywhere. I'm gonna take a little break here, pay some bills, and this is the kind of stuff people hang on for. We'll be right back. Well, you're listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. Our show brought to you in part by Dodge. Born Dodge. Now Dodge has that Hellcat about to be unleashed on the world, 707 horsepower. I know Steve Saline makes some crazy horsepower Challengers. Now he's got a Tesla, Saline Tesla, that will, he says, be able to achieve sub 3 second 0 to 60 times. And we're going to talk about that momentarily. I'm Alan Taylor, Josh Hancock, Carl Brower, David Linderman, and Chris Duke from Motors TV. Motors TV, this is actually the right subject for that, because an electric motor in this case, sub 3 seconds is like, it must have to be all-wheel drive. That's all I can think. But Carl has a question for you, Steve. Steve Saline.
Well, I wanted to comment, Steve. You talked about how people really like electric cars once they get used to them. And I was just going to mention that I completely agree, because I had Nissan gave me a Leaf a couple of years, maybe like a year and a half ago, and I had it for over a week.
I gave you a flake of hay.
Yeah.
They gave you a Leaf.
They gave me a Leaf, and it was more biodegradable, so it worked better. No, they gave me a Leaf, and I had it for over a week, and I hadn't expected this aspect. I was learning about what it was like to charge it and how it all worked and everything. But when I gave it back and I got into my next press car that had, like most of them do, internal combustion engine, my first thought was, wow, there's like an NVH factor on this car that doesn't exist in an electric car.
Noise, vibration, and harshness.
Yeah. And I'm the biggest fan of internal combustion. I mean, I've got one out
He's
there.
He's got a GT, a Ford GT that he drove here.
Yeah. So I love internal combustion. But I did realize that for a lot of people, the cars are, a functional appliance for them more than anything else. And if you're looking for a functional form of personal transportation that's as smooth and quiet and as refined as possible, an electric car blows away a Lexus LS or the best Cadillac or the best Bentley or the best Lincoln. It doesn't matter how luxurious the car is. If there's an explosion going off or multiple explosions going off per second near your head, that's going to create frequencies that you're going to sense and going to pick up on some level. And when there's an electric car that
has
none of that.
Well, that's because you're driving inside the engine compartment, evidently, with your head that close to that explosion.
In a Ford GT, I almost am. Yeah, there's just a little piece of glass and the engine's right behind me. So I just was going to say, electricity's got to work, and it's going to work at some point. And when it does, it is going to be the preferred form of transportation for most people.
Okay, Steve, back to you now. This is not just a performance thing you're doing to the Tesla. It's an appearance package that Steve Saline is doing as well to the Saline Tesla. Steve.
Yeah, it's a lot of changes that we do, and it's really given, if you will, the Tesla has taken it, we've taken it really to the next level. I would, you know, if I had an analogy, I think people would say it's much more what AMG is to the Mercedes aspect in you know, kind of touching all of the different aspects of the vehicle, and we've kind of taken it in that direction.
When is it going to be available? When is it going to be available?
They're on sale now, so we actually just delivered our first car, and we're in production. And as we get into December, you'll start seeing more and more Celine Teslas on the road. So we're very excited. Price point, we didn't talk about price point, but price point with the new models coming up will start after rebate, depending on which horsepower level that you get, will be from $125,000. And if you take it all the way up to the high horsepower, that's about, it'll be, after rebate, it'll be somewhere in $155,000 to $160,000, which obviously is a lot of money, but really when you consider the performance and everything else, you need to go buy a supercar to have this kind of performance. And
well,
so,
and it's not just that kind of performance, it's that kind of really, it's exotic performance, and it's kind of got a little green thing going on. Chris Duke, I want to throw back to you, motors.tv, you can find Chris everywhere, and Chris, this one is a little different twist for you, isn't it?
Yeah, electric vehicles. It's something that we haven't worked on yet. But I do have a question for you, and I don't know if it's a stupid question, but it's just something I've been wondering, which is just this starts out its life as a Model S or a Model X, Steve?
Yeah, it's the one that we're showing this weekend at the LA Auto Show starts life as a Model S. This is
okay.
The version that we have is what we started with, is the 416 horsepower version, what they call the P85. They've changed for next year. Tesla has changed their lineup, and they have the 60, which is the base, which is 380 horsepower, on up to the D, which is the dual motor, which is an all wheel. Drive, and that's the 691 horsepower.
Woo-hoo. Okay, so if I were to buy one of these from you, which I really want to, does it get registered at the DMV as a Tesla, or is it a Celine? How does that work?
It's very similar to all of our cars, is that you can purchase the car directly from Tesla, and then they will have it sent to us, where we do our remanufacturing of the vehicle, or you can place the order through us, and then we will order it directly from Tesla and then have
Steve,
it sent directly to us.
Steve, I got a commercial break going to run us over. I want to say thank you for coming on this morning. I cannot wait to get behind the wheel of the new Celine Tesla. The newest one will have sub 3 second 0 to 60 times. Awesome. Steve Celine, everybody. I'm Alan Taylor. This is The Drive. Yeah. Hoo-yah. Pump it. It is The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. We're on 100 radio stations around the country and around the world with the internet. Coast to coast. Car talk. And Chris Duke is on the line with us from Motors.tv, my friend and partner now on television. You can see our TV show that has been his TV show for the last 6 years, and now it is our TV show because we are going to take over the world when it comes to car talk television. Car and DIY. And,
all right, and selling tools out of the back of my car.
Yes. I don't have to. They sell themselves.
I don't have to.
That is Josh Hancock, the guy who always aggravate me to the point of pulling out my hair and itching a big scab. That's how I think when I think of you.
I appreciate that I'm the only person
on the
that
top
can
of my
do
head.
That to you.
Carl Brower, I can see that he's done
we,
it to you already.
Yes, but I'm not sharing that with the audience.
Stop itching it. It's bleeding. David Linderman, see what I put up with all the time?
Yes. I'm working on my scab. No.
Carl,
Chris Duke.
Yes. So, Chris, the question is, warranty. What do you think about warranty? We didn't ask Steve Saline. My guess is, and I shall speculate the way Josh was earlier, that you probably have to buy a car from Tesla and then take it to Saline, because I think, you know, the question is out in the world is, do they have a relationship? I'm not thinking so, because Saline is a tuner company. Yes, yeah. He builds an S7, but he takes a Dodge Challenger.
But he wasn't.
And he puts a Saline package on it. He takes a Mustang and he puts a Saline package on it.
That is incorrect, sir.
Oh.
When you bought a Saline Mustang, that Mustang was delivered from Ford Motor Company to the Saline factory. They bought it at a different price than you did, and then it was offered with the Ford warranty.
But
Saline.
Saline bought it from Ford.
Yes, and this is the difference.
With
they're not going to buy the Tesla from Tesla. You have to bring them the Tesla.
Well, at that point, hold on. Let's look at this. A Mustang is $28,000 or $30,000.
What does that get to do with
it? Well, because you can do three for every one Tesla you do.
And
right?
What does that get to do with
Well, maybe he's just, I don't know what his gig is yet, but well, I guess we'll find out. What
I thought
think,
he just
Chris?
Said that they could go directly to Tesla and buy it, or you could go buy one and bring it to them.
Well, so but, it's brand new, so we'll find out as time goes on.
I know for sure that you cannot go to Tesla and buy one of his cars.
Oh, look at you,
I
big boy.
I do know that for sure. Through a Tesla representative, there is no relationship.
So he is a tuner company. You can probably take him a Fiat 500 and have a Saline version if you want. That's
now,
what they do.
Now, Chris, do you think you're going to be bringing a Tesla in the shop? You put superchargers on things you didn't. What are you going to do to this
car?
Yeah,
what the hell are we going to do?
What are you going to do?
Well, we're definitely not going to supercharge a Tesla.
Oh boy! You know, at that point, we could lift it and put it
on some big locker.
You could make a donk out of it, right? Wouldn't that be funny? Anyway,
how about a convertible? Why don't you guys cut the top off?
Oh boy!
No, put some cool inverters on there, and then you can charge up your heated jacket from your Tesla,
and then
use your jacket to charge your phone. See, it all
heat
has to connect.
Good lord! Anyway,
it's a good question for motors, though, moving forward with all these electric vehicles coming out. You know, what can we do outside of just appearance stuff and a little bit of performance?
Let me just say this publicly. I think we'll stay away from that. I think you and me are better off just doing what the regular old car guy loves, which is internal combustion.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Well, listen, I know you have a little birthday going on with a little cute girl named Ava, and give her my best wishes at, what is she, 9? 8? 9.
Yeah, I got a 9 and a 19.
Yeah,
it was
a few years of a lot of fun in between those years trying to make the next one. Anyway, Chris, thank you very much for being on with us once again. And thanks for letting me be a part of your TV show, Motors.TV, on the web. MOTORZ, everybody. Don't forget the Z, Motors with a Z.TV. You can watch our episode, my first episode, and about 80 other episodes on the website there. And you'll see a fun TV show. Carl Brower, also thank you for coming in all the way from the orange curtain over there, I think, right?
It's like an iron curtain. You can call it the iron curtain.
through two traffic problems.
Yeah, through two traffic closures. So I'm dedicated. Yeah. I'm late, but I'm dedicated.
And I think also, Josh, you had to probably come 3 miles.
No, I come farther than that.
Five? What is it?
No, it's 20 minutes.
Thank you for coming over.
Thank you, Alan.
Everything in L.A. is 20 minutes.
You'll see Josh pretty soon on
the Reels channel.
The Reels channel, talking cars and celebrities and what have you. Watch for him. Linderman, old boy!
Thank you. Even though I came from Texas.
Yeah, he came all the way from Texas.
Okay, he gets the driver award. He gets the traveler award.
And now he and I are going to jump in the car and drive 800 miles on The Drive. That's what you guys have been listening to. Check it out now online at TheDriveWithAlanTaylor.com or on Facebook, any other place. Twitter is The_Drive_Radio. I'm Alan Taylor. See you guys next week.